Okay, we're here today, not in Barga, but in a small village 10 kilometers outside of Barga. We're up on the hillside in Trepignano, and we're here for a particular reason. We're here for chair art, which we've shown a couple of times already on Barga News. And we're here with Martin Galloway, who is the curator of this interesting exhibition. Martin, what's happened today? What have you seen this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon we've had a meeting of all the artists for the first time. Some of them haven't met each other before. And we've had also a collection of all the chairs to put them together and examine the poster that's under production that we're going to make available during the future exhibitions.
So how many chairs are actually here now already?
Well, we will have a total of 24 for the exhibition. At the moment, we've got 20 in the piazza.
So where have all these chairs come from?
Well, originally in a cantina here in the village, I found six bentwood chairs that were battered and abandoned. And I always thought the craftsmanship was too good to abandon them. So quite recently I decided to replace the seats, and then thought it would be a good idea to hand them out to various friends and various artistic friends and ask them if they would change it into a piece of art.
The interesting thing is it's not just artists decorating these chairs, you've got artists and non-artists decorating a chair.
No, the idea is really to take a little bit of the mystique out of the art world. And by using a chair, it's a different vehicle for people who may not have had experience of working in the arts to have a go for the first time.
So there's nothing more frightening than a blank canvas, is what you're saying. Basically.
Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Canvas, yeah.
And probably even terrifying to the practiced artist, never mind the amateur who would like to have a go.
So where are these chairs going to go? Where can the public go and see them, and when?
Well, the first display of the chairs will be in Roccalberti near Campogiano, and they will be there at the weekend of the 14th of August. The following weekend, for 2 days, they'll be on show in the town of Correggine, and then again another week later at Miliano in Foschandra. And finally, we're hoping that they're going to be presented around various outlets in Barga.
That's the bit that interests us when they come to Barga. Yes, the idea was to put one in each bar or restaurant in Barga. So to see the whole show, you've obviously got to go around all the bars and all the restaurants.
Well, are there sufficient bars and restaurants
there
to house 24?
Martin, there are now. There's been a huge, huge increase in restaurants in Barga. It's the place to go to eat. So there are now restaurants and bars. 24 bars and restaurants we can find.
Easily. That's good.
Okay.
And there will be a future for a similar project in the following year. Because this year we've chosen chairs. We've chosen chairs because it's an item that we can find in most cantinas across the area of this part of Tuscany. And next year we'll be looking for something else in the cantina or in the baraccas that people have kept. Maybe tables or shutters or windows that have been kept for future use. And we'll be using a different theme. So there'll be next year a repetition of the same idea, but probably with a wider participation of artists.
Great, we look forward to that. We'll hopefully participate and certainly follow what's going on. Martin Galloway, thank you very much.
Thank you.